Now, deeper. And as you slide deeper, easing your way downward, let my words continue. But now that we're past the preliminaries, my every word draws you that little bit deeper on its own and automatically, perpetually trailing off into your consciousness, finding places where you store desire and delight, where your mind is already prepared to worship and fawn and fall deeper, where you're already looking for a subject, for a desire, an arousal that is alive in you. The sensation of completeness and finality, you have arrived at where we are going to play. At the state of mind in which you are moving toward an aching, pleasurable outlet for an arousal left to rise too long, and a hypnotic desire to be deep that now grows and manifests through simple, powerful images, we can focus it. Feel my body against yours, I looming over, laying opposite to you, leaning back on my hands, my feet sliding up your form, lightly playing their way up your sides, resting lightly on your chest, spreading left and right, resting on your shoulders, digging my heels in a little for a momentary pleasure feeling, a momentary pinning feeling, just enough strength to let you know I'm there, then placing my feet on either side of your head, just enough to turn it left and right, pushing on your cheeks with my soles. Pressure causes arousal to grow. Each moment you listen to my voice, the euphoria does grow. After all, laying there listening to my voice is exactly where you want to be. So if I give you some stimulus, something to fixate on, your brain's going to automatically make the jump and apply the template that says, my feet against your face must be exactly what you want. I, trampling and pinning you, laying my body over yours, feeling my side rub against your side, feeling one of my hands trail down, rub your inner thigh, and feeling my feet apply pressure, and that ache grows. So rather than just keep the soles on either side of your face, just pushing against your cheeks, I slide one up over your face, laying the heel against your lips, the toes resting on your forehead, just pressing down lightly, giving you the opportunity to plant a few quick kisses if you are so bold, to press your face against them if you can muster the energy from the deep place you've gone to. See, that's the key. Exposing you to arousing stimuli you might be inclined to be turned on by anyway, when you're already deep. When your mind is already in a hyperfixative state, a suggestible one, is going to take parts of the clay of your fetish, your sexual understanding of yourself, and leave a few recognizable footprints in it. Leave it to shape later. Your mind is soaking in the delight of closeness to my body, fixation upon my voice, and that pairs with your mind saying, if we like all that, why aren't you indulging in cataloging, memorizing the feel of my feet lightly trampling your face, the sensation of my being above you, and in this moment the opportunity to submit and access the submissive part of your mind? Presence of them, pressing to your face. You are in the presence of a pleasurable outlet for an ache you know you need to satiate, and if you need to satisfy your arousal and your desire for hypnotic trance, why not become aroused by, become hypnotized by my feet pressing to your face, seeking out suggestibility as I might seek a pressure point, applying pressure and weight, and deep inside you, every moment you feel my flesh against yours, your brain is already looking for something to hyperfixate on. That's the nature of being a suggestible trance subject, and it might as well choose these. The rubbing, the stroking against you, the stimulation, and my hand sliding between your legs to add the delightful frisson of just applying a little pressure. And you're coming up on edge, and you know it's going to be a long, deep, languishing slide toward your climax, toward your eventual orgasm. A long wait, a long progression of pleasure, with my hand doing the bare minimum, and my feet doing so much to your brain. So simply exist there. If you've acknowledged it's going to take a while, you might as well enjoy the journey. Let your lips move, press your face against my soles, no matter how slack it is. Your mind can relax, and again, I leave footprints, I leave impressions, I leave little shapings, because the state you're in, the suggestible state, is looking for something to fetishize anyway. Fetish and arousal on your brain whenever you slide deep.